This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyers saying the American people would revolt if President Trump was impeached. Rudy Giuliani saying in an interview that Trump would only be impeached for political reasons.
He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved. You'd only impeach him for political reasons, and the American people would revolt against that.
Giuliani making his remarks in an interview to Sky News. Heavy rains from Hurricane Lane now causing massive flooding in Hawaii. Parts of the Big Island have reported over 2 feet of rain already, and people living along the coast are being warned of storm surge, above normal tide levels, and surf as high as 20 feet. Northern California's monstrous wildfires creating air problems for folks around the San Francisco Bay. People told to avoid outdoor activities. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse wants more information on the immigration status of the accused killer of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. He's written to ICE asking for some information after local law enforcement says the suspect's in the U.S. illegally, but the suspect's attorney disputes it. President Trump displeased with his Attorney General Jeff Sessions, tweeting this morning that Sessions should be looking into what the president calls all of the corruption on the other side, apparently referring to Democrats. And it follows an interview in which he was also critical of the Attorney General.
During a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends, he tells co-host Ainsley Earhart, Sessions has not taken control of the Justice Department.
But I really feel, as long as this is going out, I don't have to do this, but I will stay uninvolved, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading back to North Korea for more talks on the denuclearization of the peninsula. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
This will be Mr. Pompeo's 4th trip to Pyongyang, but it's doubtful the talks will directly include North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says there has been progress.
We have made significant movements over the past 6 months. In fact, we've had more conversations and consultations with the North Koreans in 6 months than we have in virtually the past 10 years.
Stephen Biegun, newly appointed special representative to North Korea, will accompany Mr. Pompeo on the trip. I'm John Clemens.
Lyft says it wants to help Americans vote this November, so the ride-hailing service is going to offer free and reduced fare rides to polling places on Election Day, giving out 50% off promotional codes through organizations that encourage people to vote. Lyft is linking up with Vote.org, Nonprofit Vote, Turbo Vote, and others to distribute the codes to anyone who needs them. And the guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd, who wrote the famous opening riff in Sweet Home Alabama, has died. Ed King was 68. He played both electric and bass guitar for Skynyrd and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006, his family announcing his death after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is right there. And, of course, you know we're givers, so we've got plenty of things to give you in the form of not only useful information, but also past interviews that we've had with all our great guests. And they're right there for you to share, download at your convenience, absolutely free with our compliments, because, as I say, we're givers. Hey, Bruce Kaufman is with us right now. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide, regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. A history fanatic since childhood, he launched Bruce's History Lessons in 2001, written to be both entertaining and informative. The short 450-word column covers little-known events in American and world history, and we're honored to have Bruce on a near-regular basis. We always appreciate him coming on and helping us remember some tidbits of history. And Bruce, remind everybody where they can go for more information on your columns.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. They can go to my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net. And on the right side of the homepage, there's a little icon that says subscribe to Bruce's writings. And you type in your first name, last name, email address, and then you pick of the three things that I send out every week. On Monday, I send out a quote of the week, a quote that I think is funny or interesting or profound. On Wednesday, I send out my syndicated newspaper column on American and world history, Bruce's History Lessons. I send them out in an email. And on Friday, I send out what I call my Thinking Out Loud column, where I talk about some of the public policy issues, political issues of the day. So your listeners, if they go on the website, type in their name, address, and then pick one of the three or all three, I will send them to you on Monday, the quote of the week, on Wednesday, my history lesson, on Friday, my Thinking Out Loud. Pick one, pick all, pick two, pick as many as you or as little as you like, and I think you'll enjoy them.
Well, without a doubt, I will say that you will like all three. So pick all three. Just make it easy for yourself. It's enjoyable reading. It'll stimulate your thinking. And again, it'll catch you saying, why didn't I learn that in school? You know, well, but you're learning it now. And then you can pass it on to your kids and family members. So they're in the know, as we say. Well, let's rewind history here just a little bit. Summer of 1969, all in the spirit of the waning days of summer of 2018. Bruce, of course, we knew that is the summer of love, right?
Summer of love in 68. Yeah, Bill, that was the summer of love. That is where the Woodstock generation got its name, in a place that wasn't in Woodstock, New York. It was in a town called Bethel, New York. And on Max Yeager's farm, they were expecting somewhere between 15,000-20,000 people. By the second day, there were 500,000 people at Woodstock. They had to actually close the New York State Thruway because there were so many traffic jams and cars on the thruway. It was just an amazing concert.
Right. Well, kind of interesting that you had all those people coming together as a collective. And, for several days, you had an experiment in socialism, did you not, you might say?
You did. You definitely did have an experiment in socialism. And what was also interesting about Woodstock is how integral this was. I mean, all those kids there were protesting the Vietnam War. They thought that, you know, that the government was corrupt and all of that. And yet they were highly dependent on the government to keep them supplied with food, to keep them supplied with medicine. There were nurses there. There were members of the government from all kinds of federal agencies that were there to make sure that people weren't hurt, that people didn't die, that people didn't starve. It was an amazing contribution to Woodstock that the state and local and federal governments made, and this was the kids who were pretty much protesting everything the government was doing at the time.
Yeah, and just for a moment here, if it was really a true socialistic environment, I doubt that they would have gotten that support. Would they have, Bruce?
No, they would not have. But, I mean, again, one of the things about Woodstock that was truly amazing is how everybody got along. There were no major, there was probably some drug busts here and there, but there was no major theft, there was no major crimes, there were no major attacks. There were no major fights. Everybody did. I guess you could call me part of the Woodstock generation. I was about 19, 18, 17 or 18 at the time.
Yeah, right with you. Yeah, exactly.
And,
I was right with you.
In fact, I tried to go to Woodstock. I was living in Albany, New York, and we heard about it, and we couldn't get there because of the traffic jam, so we turned around and went home. But all the kids, I mean, everybody, you have to admit that everybody got along really well. It was 3 days of love, peace, and music, and for the most part, it was very peaceful, lots of music and lots of love, by the way.
Yeah, and no hashtags, because that could have been a season of hashtags too, Bruce. You know that.
I do know that, but there was none of that at that time.
Exactly. But, you know, and you mentioned in your column, which I thought was quite interesting how you tied this back in, to Zager and Evans' song, which I was playing on the radio nonstop, you know, that number one hit in the year 2525.
Yeah, that was amazing because as I mentioned in my column, that was not on the Woodstock playlist, but at the time Woodstock was going on, that was the number one song on the Billboard Top 100. It was the number one song on all the charts. And it was really an interesting song, which is probably why it was number one. It was about a dystopian future. It talks about it's basically the two guys who wrote the song, Denny Zager and Rick Evans, are basically taking us on a dystopian trip into the future in which people don't think, they don't make choices, they don't work, they don't use their senses, their sight, smell, or sound, or speech because medical and technological advances have taken over their lives. Okay, so machines are doing all the works for them. They're taking pills that make them think. They're taking pills to tell them what to say. At one point in this dystopian future, families break down because you don't need a husband or wife because you're picking kids out of test tubes. Mm-hmm. It was really an amazing story that they tell. And then at the end of it, okay, God comes into the picture and decides, you know, maybe it's time for Judgment Day because, you know, this is really crazy what's going on here. But sort of the point of my column was that, you know, this is back in 1968. And as I end my column, imagine, okay, how this was the number one song in 1968. Imagine how we would take to that song today when we live in a country, in a world, and where millions, you know, machines have taken over so many industries. We take so many pills, both legal and illegal, to get us through the day. We have Google and other search engines, including Siri and Alexa, answering our questions, telling us what to do, telling us where to go. And we have government agencies such as the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA keeping track on our daily lives. Imagine how people would take to that song, that dystopian future song, if it had come out today.
Right. Well, and interesting when it talks about, you know, in the conclusion of that song, after we've shed a billion tears, man's reign is over. But man's reign was over a lot earlier as technocracy took over, was it not?
Yeah, absolutely. That is what they're saying is that we no longer control our lives. We no longer. I mean, I don't want to get into a discussion of the welfare state now, but we were in a position where you know technology has taken over our lives. We no longer have individual choice. We no longer have individual freedom. Those kinds of things that you and I talk about all the time when we talk about the founding fathers.
Well, exactly. Well, the thing is, and when you talk about the founding fathers, let's talk about the original founding father and what he gave us and what he laid out for us. He laid out for us liberty and said that, look, at if you do it my way, you'll be free. You will really enjoy true liberty. But if not, and you do it your way, then eventually you'll be taken over by your own devices. So everything that God told us from the very beginning and continues to warn us about is what Zager and Evans really sang about. But I'm not sure people can make that connection.
Yeah, you're right. And that is probably why Zager and Evans brought God into the picture around the year 7510.
Bruce, real quick, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. More from Bruce Kaufman after this.
Okay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
America 19. 14 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with the historian, our favorite one, of course, Bruce Kaufman is with us. Bruce, we were just finishing up our conversation about Zager and Evans. Interesting, the irony of it all, 1969, the summer of love, Woodstock. We had the Vietnam movement. A lot was happening in the culture in terms of us being conditioned for Zager and Evans song, too, because we had Brave New World, the book that people were starting to read. Some old classics were starting to come back that really brought some of this into focus, even with what we were studying in school.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, as you and I mentioned before the break, it is, God enters the picture in that song because he's looking at the choices we've made, and he's thinking they are making all the wrong choices. All right, they have given up their freedom, they've given up their individuality, they've given up their ability to chart their future. Machines have taken over their lives. They're getting through the day by taking pills. They are not making individual choices. They're not assuming responsibility for their own lives. And that's the point of the, I think that was the point of the song. And as you know, and that's, I think that's why Zager and Evans brought God into the song at one point, to say, fellas, mankind, you've gone the wrong path. We have to change it.
Yeah, well, because I think that it's kind of like it's kind of like someone drowning. You go through all the fight, and this is what humanity has been doing from day one. It's been drowning. Doesn't even realize it, but it's been fighting and struggling. Maybe part of them, a part of us realizes there's got to be a way, better way. But until we get all that fight out of ourselves and we're willing to surrender to godly principles and to the original master plan, we keep on doing that. But even 10,000 years later, in this song, as Zager and Evans is getting, is maybe humanity is that point where they fought themselves out, and now they're they're prepared and better acclimated to maybe appreciate a savior and a rescue.
Yeah, and in fact, the ending of the song is somewhat enigmatic. But yes, you could make the case that what they were saying is that God has come and he's reminding them that they are on the wrong path and it is time to get back to the right path, and they've accepted that. The lyrics at the end of the song are somewhat enigmatic, sort of hard to decipher, but you can certainly make the case that in God showing up and saying, guys, it's time to get back to the original principles that I was teaching in the Bible and in my life, and if you do that, then you will regain control of your life.
Exactly. Bruce, you also recently wrote a story that we had covered a bit, and I loved your and appreciated your perspective on Jeremiah Thomas, the teenager from Waco, Texas, dying of cancer. We've heard of Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they contacted Jeremiah and asked him, okay, what do you want? Now, most kids that they offer this to, they go to Disneyland or there's something, some special adventure that they want to go on, but Jeremiah had a rather unique dying wish. Tell our audience about that.
Yes, he did. What his wish was, and it is part of the fact that he was a devout Christian. His father was a reverend and director of a Dallas-based pro-life organization called Operation Save America. So when the Make-A-Wish folks asked him, okay, give us your wish, his wish was that abortion be outlawed in his home state of Texas, which certainly took the Make-A-Wish folks by surprise. That's not the kind of usual wish that they get. Mm-hmm. But true to their word, they arranged for him to meet with the very pro-life governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and the two of them had a very nice conversation. And Jeremiah now considers Governor Abbott his friend, and Governor Abbott, at his urging, Jeremiah's wish that abortion be outlawed in the state of Texas is now part of the Republican Party platform in Texas. So, yes, that was his wish, that instead of me going to Disneyland, instead of me hanging out with, my favorite movie star or athlete, I want abortion outlawed because, to me, abortion ends human life. And, of course,
now here's the
result
young
of
man.
That
what is he?
Was horrific.
Exactly. Well, and Jeremiah is, 16 years old, right?
Yep.
So here is a young man who is dying, and he's pleading for life. Boy, is that something sweet and ironic all rolled into one. And of course, because, as you mentioned, this being, how is it that life and death has become political? You know, that's really a sad commentary on our culture right now. But it has. The fact is, and as you said, boy, as soon as this came out, and thank God, I mean, because God had to be there to really allow this message to be put out there. Bruce, there are messages like this that are being stopped. They're being stifled all the time. I mean, we've seen what Facebook, what Google, what these social media and these big tech data companies are doing to us in stifling our speech. I mean, the whole idea of freedom of the press and freedom of speech is being stomped on irreverently left and right. And issues like this. Now, here's this young man, but for God, and I believe it was God that allowed this happen to where you and I are even talking about this today.
So not to go into detail, but the trolls on social media just came down on him like a ton of bricks, and his response to all of the hate and all of the anger that was directed at him through social media, his response was, I pray God will have mercy on them. His response to his tormentors, I pray God will have mercy on them. That is the truly a Christian response to, you know, the hate that he was experiencing.
Exactly. Well, you know, in a lot of ways, exampled by our Savior, while he was being beat and abused and crucified, crying out to the Father, you know, forgive them for they know not what they're doing. And here's a young man suffering from this aggressive bone cancer that has resulted in a collapsed lung, paralysis from the waist down. He's endured surgeries, aggressive chemotherapy, and radiation. None of this has worked. And in the midst of this pain and him holding on to life, he's throwing out a lifeline to others to save their lives.
Yeah, it's truly astonishing. And again, and I close the column, and I just want to share this with your listeners. Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And as I end the column, Jeremiah is now in hospice care, serenely waiting for his end, at least his end on this planet, on this earth.
Yeah. As we know it, being ready to be prepared to be birthed into eternity.
Right.
And we can anticipate that will be a glorious time for Jeremiah, a huge relief. But, you know, for us here on earth, you know, for his family, we lift up prayers for his father and, you know, the ministry, the church, you know, their community, because Jeremiah has touched not only that immediate community. I mean, he's done what God's called us to do, and that is to take the message from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts. I mean, this message has been going around the world, Bruce.
Yep, absolutely. And here's a perfect example of, you know, the true Christian faith. And Jeremiah, as I say, he's waiting for, I mean, his end is near. He's serene about it. He knows that when his life ends on this earth, he will be in heaven with God. He will be in a better life.
Yeah, relieved of all the agony and suffering that he's enduring right now. And, of course, adding to that, Bruce, I mean, the suffering he must be feeling, you know, in his heart for, you know, these murders that are taking place in his state and beyond. So this has been most amazing, and I really appreciate you, you know, sharing that and bringing it to us. And especially we can all take away from this, as you kind of touched on, and that is a need for kindness in our society right now. Here's someone who is being extremely kind for the unborn, and he's, you know, I mean, he's dying, and the people are just, you know, coming, and like you said, they came on him like a ton of bricks. But he chose kindness and grace and mercy over a human response of ignorance and hurtfulness.
Yeah, and also he chose, his priority is not so much his life, it's the life of the unborn. That is his priority. That was his wish. Forget about me right now. I'm fine. I'm serene. I'm waiting for my end. Let's worry about the life, taking the lives of the unborn.
You know, without a doubt. Bruce Kaufman has been our guest, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, remind everybody of the website again.
It's historylessons.net, one word, plural, history lessons. And you explore the website, and you can read my column there and decide whether you want to subscribe to it.
You got it. All right, Bruce Kaufman, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Bill, my pleasure. Thank
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyer is saying the American people would revolt if President Trump was impeached. Rudy Giuliani saying in an interview that Trump would only be impeached for political reasons.
He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved. You'd only impeach him for political reasons, and the American people would revolt against that.
Giuliani making his remarks in an interview to Sky News. Heavy rains from Hurricane Lane now causing massive flooding in Hawaii. Parts of the Big Island have reported over 2 feet of rain already, and people living along the coast are being warned of storm surge, above normal tide levels, and surf as high as 20 feet. Northern California's monstrous wildfires creating air problems for folks around the San Francisco Bay. People told to avoid outdoor activities. And this is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name.
Back with the Americans. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, and we've got lots to talk about. Curtis Houck joins us now, managing editor of Newsbusters. Curtis, how you doing?
Good to be with you again, Bill.
Always good to have you on the show. Hey, let's talk about, Christian Bahena Rivera. We do not like to talk that much and give the perpetrators any kind of publicity, but there's much to be addressed here regarding what this undocumented alien has done. He is charged with first-degree murder in the killing of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts.
Right, absolutely. So it's really important to underline just how broken our immigration system is with what's going on here. So this guy was from Mexico. He'd been here between, I think, 4 and 7 years. And he had passed E-Verify to work at a farm or a dairy farm of some sort of a state Republican official. However, they used E-Verify like employers are required to do. But the issue is the guy used a stolen ID. To be able to pass E-Verify. So that's how, you know, this worked. So that, again, you know, just because you have E-Verify or something like that doesn't mean that it solves all the problems of fraud. So, and then, the gruesome details are just horrible, that she was basically stalked and told him to go away. And then he claims he blacked out, then he wakes up, and she's bleeding from the head, dead in the back of trunk of his car. But, you know, what you've seen from the national media is this, they've covered it. I should point that out. They have covered it, especially because President Trump has talked about it. And what they've done is really kind of, well, first, the worst is MSNBC guest, Christine Greer, saying that she was a, quote, just, quote, a girl in Iowa Fox News is talking about. Which is just absolute.
It's heartless, totally heartless.
It's heartless
for her to make that kind of statement.
So she didn't really apologize, but it was like she said something flippant that she didn't intend, and that she prays that the family has justice, and that it's not seized upon or whatever by people who are in favor of such discriminatory policies, racist policies towards people. Which is, you know, it's more about your pro illegal immigration policy than you saying that you said something that you shouldn't have said about someone. And for the media, they say that they seize on this, but Alex Griswold with the Free Beacon did a New York Times search and found that whenever there was a school shooting and Barack Obama called for blanket, you know, gun bans of some sort, Obama calls for, pleads for, it was not seized on, you know. Obama said after a shooting, I think, at community college in Oregon, this is something we should politicize. And the news media had no problem with that. But a situation here where a guy, this has an issue of no means no and men, you know, people doing things to women that they shouldn't be doing. But the problem is this guy shouldn't even been in the country to have been able to do this to Molly Tibbetts to begin with. And the media don't want to acknowledge that.
And that's the whole point. And what's being missed here, Curtis, is not only, first of all, he broke the law coming in here. The broken e-verify system now, you know, proves again it's deficient. All right. But instead of looking at it in terms of its consequence here, here is somebody. He's not an MS-13 gang member. He's not an obvious offender that we know of right now crossing the border. And because we have so many citizens that are willing to accommodate illegal aliens into this country because they on the surface seem to be okay and harmless. Well, case in point here, I mean, illegal is illegal. If you break the law at the border, this has been our point, if you're breaking the law coming into the country, what says that you're going to keep the law on the other side of the border just because you cross the United States like we're some sort of DMZ zone or something?
It's like people who have this world. It's like if you have a Christian worldview that man is not without sin. Once you start sinning, you keep doing it more. Once you start lying more because you think you can get away with it. There, the media is running around saying that, oh, statistics show that illegal immigrants commit less crime and are incarcerated, you know, lower rates than, you know, just like white people or something else. Well, right off the bat, these people are in the country illegally, so they're already breaking the law. So 100% of illegal immigrants are breaking the law.
100% are 100% lawbreakers. That's exactly the point, Curtis.
Exactly. And then what I think, and then the other point is that even if that is true, that there are fewer percentages of people going to jail, that is a percentage that should not exist. Period.
Exactly.
Because they shouldn't even be in the country to begin with. So, again, that's what we have here. And the news media is trying to make it all about Trump and all about politics. When, yes, this guy shouldn't have been in this country to begin with. Okay? And it is just such a horrible situation. It's such a horrible disgrace. And when you cover it, Fox covers it. They are blasted by CNN for, you know, the other day for not giving the Cohen and Manafort situations wall-to-wall coverage, not covering anything else. And, oh, by the way, there's a hurricane that might hit Hawaii that's affecting our fellow Americans. But are you going to say that's a distraction too?
Exactly. It just so happens I'm talking to you from Kauai right now, and we're keeping an eye on said hurricane. Exactly. But although it's a little bit different here, I will say, because on the East Coast, when I'm in Florida, we hear hurricane news, and we've got a lot of older people on the East Coast. And I'm thinking, you guys are causing people to have heart attacks. I mean, 10 days, you guys are hyping up the hurricane and making it worse with each announcement, you know. So how about a little discipline? At least here in Hawaii, they seem to understand that a little bit more. So it's not quite quite as crazy. But anyway, to your point, the fact is the media has unhinged itself because of its animus toward the president. It is amazing. And, of course, last week, between, you know, Chris Matthews et al., Chris Matthews, MSNBC Hardball host, you know, he is just beside himself with his feud. I guess he's got another tingle up his leg going on because of this, you know, this fight between President Trump and Omarosa.
Right. Isn't that unbelievable that last week, last Wednesday, he equated it to, you know, he compared it, Trump versus Omarosa, to Hamilton versus Burr. I mean, come on.
What history book are you reading, buddy? Come on. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That both men are, you know, whether, you know, you read their writings, you know, of Burr and Hamilton, whether you disagree with how, with their vision for the country was, they helped shape the country that started the country that we have today, whether you like it or not. But Omarosa, well, I don't know about that. And she's been on multiple times with Hardball, at least twice now. And the other one that she had, I believe it was Tuesday night, she had she was on again, and she had another tape, and it was freaking out. Oh my gosh! It ended up being her and Michael Cohen getting on the plane, the campaign, the Trump you know, jet, you know, like. And there was nothing. And again, but the news media are giving her millions of dollars in free airtime between MSNBC and NBC, which her book agents kind of signed a package of interviews that she's been doing. And CNN's Ryan Seltzer is touting, you know, she's number one in the bestseller list. Well, it's not because Trump, it's because Trump, you know, and their argument is Trump's tweeting about it. No, I don't think so, actually. I think it's because you guys keep talking about it. And you were promoting the New York Times or the Washington Post and ABC and NBC News were promoting it over a week ago now on their evening newscast days before the book came out and days before the president tweeted about it. So this notion that Omarosa is only in the news because the president is tweeting about it is absolutely ludicrous, because they will use anyone and anything to take down this president, even if it's someone that they don't exactly like Omarosa.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it just becomes, you know, she's a tool, and they're happy to use her, and she's making herself available. Oh, sure, absolutely. And, of course, forget all the time she was fired in the Clinton administration. Everybody goes, oh, wow, I didn't even know she worked for the Clintons. Yeah, she was incompetent there, went on The Apprentice, was incompetent there. And once again, here he is, given a golden opportunity. Donald Trump gives her a hand up, and she bites the hand. I mean, this is like, you know, you're too young to remember. Remember this, but there was a song by Al Wilson called "The Snake" about a woman who saw a snake and was, you know, was injured, and she took him home and revived him, brought him back to life.
Trump loves this. Well, Trump's talking about it.
Well, yeah, he and the snake revives her and then ends up biting her, and she goes, why did you bite me? You know, what's wrong here after all I did for you? And he tells in the closing line, he goes, well, you knew I was a snake anyway, right? So, I'm a snake. Snakes do what snakes do, you know? So, here it is. So, maybe with Omarosa, that's the way it is. Well, Curtis, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and congratulations to all the great work Newsbusters is doing, and we look forward to having you back. Curtis Hauck, Managing Editor of Newsbusters. I'm Bill Martinez. Live. Thanks, Curtis.
No problem.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Converse, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Keurig. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 22nd through 29th. Redeem August 30th through September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816.
800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
They get away with it, did you?
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Paul Batura joins us now, the Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be with you again.
Always good to be sharing time together. I want to talk about this headline. Who's going to teach our boys to be men? With all that's going on, we've interviewed several authors, John Gray, Dr. Warren Farrell. They wrote a book, I think it's very profound, very timely, about the boy crisis, what's been done to our boys and what we can do about it. We see institutionally our boys are under attack.
They are, and I'll tell you, people in your audience, this is not just a theoretical challenge and problem. Many of us are fathers of sons, and we see it. We are worried about it, and we want to do something about it. We can do what we can do with our own families, but there's a whole host of other people out there who are kind of riding along with the culture and getting swept away by the waves, and something needs to be done.
Well, in our conversation with Dr. Farrell, you know, he worked, he was a leader of the New York offices for now for 3 years, and he saw what was happening with feminism. He has three daughters, and the thinking for him and John Gray, who also happens to have three daughters, is, hey, I got daughters, but, you know, what kind of boys are they going to marry? If this is the way they're being conditioned, you know, so yes, I think, you know, this impacts, this is all encompassing. You can't just split out a gender and say, okay, the attack is on them because, you know, in a sense, it's kind of the NATO alliance here that really needs to be defined is that if they attack one, they attack all. And this is what's happening to the genders.
It's true. We hear from people all the time. We have ministries devoted to helping young people prepare for marriage. And, you know, it's become a sorry but a somewhat of a true fact that, you know, where are the eligible men and where are the eligible women? There seems to be more women than men, but it goes hand in hand. And unfortunately, a lot of guys are not, you know, launching is the new term, which sounds almost comical. It just was natural when we were young that this was what you did. You grew up, got out on your own, but kids are becoming far more passive, and that has consequences.
Well, even, you know, for the women, as you say, Paul, the effect it has on them, I mean, God designed them to do certain things. And one of the things that God's been talking to me about is about staying in your lane. Do what I've designed you to do and be true to that lane that he's designed for us. If you can understand that, I mean, we talk about it in politics, but I think it's appropriate in our daily lives as well. Sometimes we want to, you know, we're 5'2" and we want to be the tall center of a basketball team. That's not our lane. You know, we have a role to play, and maybe it's a point guard because we're a better ball handler or sort of thing. But the analogy is such is that what I'm, and I hope it's clear for people to understand, is that we're designed to do certain things. And when we don't do those certain things, as in a team effort, which life is, then the other people, you know, pay the price. And so you're asking girls to make up the difference of what boys should be doing. And in that process, what does that do for these young girls and the women of today in terms of altering their perspective and helping them stay in a lane that is God designed to where they can be all that God has designed them to be?
You're right. It's somewhat of a self-fulfilling prophecy, because I think when you, if you're a kid and you grow up in an environment that is abnormal, you begin to think that that atmosphere, that abnormality is actually normal. And so you have kids, as you say, who are trying to interchange traditional male roles, female roles. There's what I see coming about, even in a work culture, younger people who feel like they should be able to, quote, do it all. And so you might have a mom who has a child and thinks, well, I should be able to continue working full time. You need to be flexible with my employment. You need to basically go out of your way to make it possible for me. And whenever we can, we do that. But, you know, there are times as a mom and as a parent that you just are going to have to change what you're doing. You know, there are priorities and there are responsibilities. But I do think it's that seed of, no, I should be able to do whatever I want whenever I want it and not have to conform to any particular role. Because, as we know, men are unique and women are unique, and they're wonderfully complementary to one another.
Exactly. Is this one of the reasons why more women are having heart attacks than they have previously? It's because they're stressing themselves out because they're out of their lane?
You know, I don't want to get out of my lane and step into be a doctor, but
maybe I'll just leave it as rhetorical, and that's fine. But just something for people to talk about is that you know the Bible's clear. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us there's times and seasons, right? And when we're in sync with those seasons, it seems to go better for us. At least my life experience has taught me that.
I think you're right, and God does have plans for each person. That they're wonderfully unique, and you know, I was thinking about that this morning. How, you know, we are we're a collective bunch. We're supposed to work with together, but yet God thinks of each person individually, customized plans for each of us. No one person is alike. It's rather remarkable when you think about it. But that also leaves the person with the responsibility of discerning what God's will is for their life. And I think we can. You go through exercises to do that, talk to people, pray. You know, I think Proverbs 3, 4, and 5 has been a life verses for me. Trust in the Lord, and think good things usually happen.
Yeah, without a doubt. Paul, no doubt this world is broken. I mean, it's to the point people are confused going to the bathroom in a public restroom these days, afraid to offend people. I mean, it is just off the rails here. And, of course, this is extended to gender confusion. I'm really upset with those people, a small minority of people that have upended this. But really, it is paramount for people of faith to really, you know, reconnect with biblical principles. rules, the things that, the very thing that God has said, you know, God said what he said. He didn't say what he didn't say. It really is that simple. And we need to reconnect with those hardened, those true, those proven principles so that, you know, we can fight back what is happening to our culture, because it is under attack and it is our children. And yes, attack on boys specifically, but ultimately, as we talked about previously, you know, the women, the future wives, the mothers of America, all this is one big humongous compromise.
It is, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm most concerned about is what I see as an intimidation factor that young people have seemed to have caved in so many ways and simply thrown up their hands and gone along, you know, gotten swept away by the culture. And in terms of, you know, the gender confusion, it's now, it's almost downright silly. I mean, it's not even near silly. It is silly. The idea that a man should be able to declare himself female and to go into a woman's restroom is you know, just abhorrent. And yet, you talk to most kids on college campuses today, and they simply shrug their shoulders, and they don't want to be seen as bigoted. They don't want to be seen as intolerant. And so they go along, even if they may disagree. And that's a real problem.
It is a real problem, and it's affecting the next generation without a doubt here. That's what's at risk here, not to mention their own very lives, you know, to go along, to get along. But that is the culture we live in right now. They've been empowered. You know, the political forces have empowered this kind of thought and these kind of actions. So there is a lot of pressure. And you know, I pray for this young generation that's coming up, that they will have the courage and strength and conviction of their beliefs, that they can just say, like that little kid said, when the king was parading with no clothes and everybody thought it was just so wonderful because everybody was being engineered and their thoughts were being forced to believe that the king was wearing clothes, until you had a kid in truth can see, well, no, he's buck naked. You know, and maybe that's what we need, is we need some young kid to stand out in the crowd to say, you know what, you knuckleheads are naked.
Yeah, you need to speak truth with love, and I think you see that. One of the most recent and inspirational examples, I think, is the baker right here from Colorado,
yes,
where I am today,
mm-hmm,
Jack Phillips. And, you know, delightful man, a very gentle giant, mm-hmm, of a guy,
right,
who has simply said, no, I'm holding fast to my principles, and I will not be intimidated. And
exactly,
he's under fire again, you know.
Yeah.
Here he's gone after him. But I don't know if we're going to talk about the Trail Life program.
In fact, I was just going to bring that up, and I'm glad you did. So that we'll transition into that, because I want to talk about your partnership with Trail Life USA. Tell us about that. We've got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we love this is a great program. This is what I would call the Christian alternative to the Boy Scouts. It's a Christian outdoor adventure character and leadership program that is really spreading fast across the United States. And you think of the Boy Scouts, all that they were known for, and in many ways continue to do, but add on the Christian framework, and this is what they're doing. And so I would encourage folks to check out their website. It's traillifeusa.com. There's probably going to be troops in your area. They tend to be affiliated with churches. And it's a wonderful place for fathers and sons to get this training and to be emboldened and to be prepared to know how to interact with a very evolving culture.
Yeah, Trail Life USA, a Christian alternative to the Scout program, because we know what happened to the Boy Scouts last October. They announced that starting in 2019, girls will also be allowed to join the Boy Scouts of America Troops program, right?
That's right, and it's sad. I mean, most of us grew up in a scouting culture, and we just thought very highly of them, and they have just slowly but very incrementally given away all the, in my opinion, all the credibility, all the reputation that they had worked for so many years, almost over 100 years, I guess, to have developed. So, yeah, Trail Life is stepping in the gap, and we're real proud to be lifting up their work. I mean, they're a separate organization. They're not affiliated with Focus on the Family, but we
right,
strongly endorse them and encourage folks to check them out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out more about them so that we can endorse them as well. Of course, so much of what Focus does, we come alongside shoulder to shoulder and back to back. So no doubt that we're going to be in support of Trail Life USA as well. Paul Batura, Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family. Paul, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing.